Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Well, Ryan, when we talked to you after the game, we weren't positive if you had a hat. You weren't positive if you had a hat trick or not, but now you know. You have your first NHL hat trick. So now that you've let it settle in, how does it feel?
It's a special moment. I don't know if you're going to get another one or what's not, but it's pretty cool. You get a lot of texts, and just cool. Cool we had the win, and it's a moment I'll remember for a long time.
Puck's starting to go back in the net for you. Is anything different in what's, or is puck just getting some puck luck now?
Yeah, maybe some puck luck. Trying to shoot a little bit more, get around the net a little bit more. But when you go in a little bit of a slump, once you see one go in, I think they kind of just takes a little weight off your shoulder. So I think that's kind of what I'm just feeling right now.
How do you handle that mentally? Because the puck was going in the net for you, then for a while it didn't. How do you handle that mentally to keep persevering through?
Just kind of try to do the right things, every night. It gets tough sometimes, but I think the more times you have good habits and do the right things, it's, at least you're helping the team to win even if it's not going in. So just kind of like that.
When you have a 40-goal scorer on your wing there in Tage Thompson, do you play differently at all, or do you just play your game and you guys will get the chemistry as you play more together?
Yeah, try to play my game, but... when I see him open on the 2-on-1, I'm probably going to slide that over. He could put it in the back of the net. So, definitely play my game. But, in the ozone, obviously, keeping an eye open for where he's in the ice to try and funnel it his way.
Once Lindy called the timeout, it was like night and day on the 6-on-5. You did exactly what he showed you in practice and what he wanted you. You guys got aggressive, and you went after the puck. And Carolina really didn't have a chance to set up after that anymore. You got some blocked shots. You hit a post before you score a goal. Was it just his message? And before that, it seemed like maybe it was still a little bit passive, wasn't it?
Yeah. Maybe a little scrambling before. Kind of just like get a position. I think, just called it, calmed us down a bit, told us we know what we're doing and be confident in our abilities. And, we went in there and did with that. I think it was a smart move by him, and it worked out well for us.
Is the whole idea that he wants you to be aggressive at a situation to take the time away from those players, and if they make a play, so be it, but take their time away and don't let them, start passing the puck all around?
For sure. Try and keep it in the least dangerous ice, and kind of when we get into our little attack zones, put a lot of pressure on them. But as a team, we're really working on it, and hopefully we can continue to get better at it.
You have won 3 out of 4. The Seattle game wasn't great, but the other games, you get 3 wins. You beat 2 really good teams. Washington's the number one team in the league right now. The Carolina Hurricanes are a really good team. How does that help you going forward now, knowing that you can beat teams like that?
It's huge. I think when we look at the standings, we're obviously, in a bit of a hole here, and we got to start piling points on, and those are games where, we need to win. And I think with our teams, we've been playing pretty well against the top teams in the league. It's about the lower half teams that we got to start picking up some more points against. And I think we just keep taking that intensity into every game. It'll be good for us.
Well, you were teammates with one of the best players in the game in Connor McDavid. Now you're going to go against one of the best players in the game in Sidney Crosby. What do you do when you're out against a guy like Crosby or Malkin?
It's obviously a pretty special moment. He's my favorite player growing up. And I've had the chance to meet him a few times. And he's an amazing guy. And it's really Yeah, it's obviously really tough. You got to you got to be on your game, and you know you can't give them much because they're gonna take everything they can. So it's gonna be a fun test for us, but hopefully we're ready.
Let me ask you this: how did it help you as a player to practice every day against McDavid and Draisaitl?
Yeah, it definitely helps. You defend them most of the time. You're not on their line, so you're playing against them defensively, and it's just kind of cool to see their tendencies and how hard they work, and it's just a lot of fun being able to do that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.